The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, Text Number 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 21st, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Sukadeva Goswami said, in this connection, I shall cite the example, historical example of Ajami. So, historical reference, it is not fiction, because Karmakubja is still there. The city of Karmakubja is still existing there. The Bhagavat was written 5,000 years ago. That means the city existed before 5,000. Karnakubji. Karnakubji, Bija. Bija means twice born. First born by the father and mother. The next birth is Bija, means by the father, spiritual master, and the mother, bearing knowledge. This is called second birth. Samskara Bija. Samskara means purificatory process. So that is human life. Not that to beget a child, that beginning is going on by the cats and dogs. That is not. That is first birth. Janmana jayate shudra. So that kind of birth is accepted as shudra. That he can be trained. The Sudra, actually, those who are by qualification Sudra. Sudra means lamentation, simply changing. They accept something and then they find it's useless and they lament. The so-called scientists, philosophers, they're all Sudras, because they say, we have discovered something, and after a few years, oh, it is no useless. Another theory. Sutra. So, sutra cannot give you any education. That is not possible. Education has to be taken from Brahman. That is Vedic system. Brahmana is the teacher. Because they are trained now. Satta, Sama, Dhamma, Pitikya, Arjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Asritam, Brahmatanma, Samhavajam. Therefore in India still, not in the city, but in the village, the Brahmana is accepted as teacher, natural teacher. And there was, you sit down, Brahmana, they are teachers, natural teachers, and there is no fees. no fees. It's like we started this Krishna consciousness movement, teaching, but there is no fees. This is the teaching, real teaching. So, Brahmana should not charge anything. But they can take charity. So, the students, they will bring charities, naturally. This was Brahmana's profession. They would not charge anything. but his disciples, students, who beg from door to door and bring. That is Gurukul. Gurukul means every student who go to Gurukul and learn to become very simple and obedient and self-controlled and learn how to address every woman as a mother. This is fundraising. They would go every home as small children or big children, they will address, mother give us some alms. So every woman will give. And they will bring it to Guru. And that is Guru's property, not because he has begged this thing from somebody, it has become his property. No. It is Guru's property. This is called Brahmachari, Gurukul. So this was the trail. So when he trailed up nicely, humble, self-controlled, educated, then his second bath. Second bath. By Vedic knowledge, Janmana Jayati Suddha Samskara Bhavidhija. Samskara, reformatory. He has become humble, meek, well versed in Shastra. When these all qualifications are there, then Guru says, now I recognize you. Upanayan. Upanayan. Upan means near. And nayan means bring. So gradually, the spiritual master brings him nearer. Then, when he's actually trained up, then it is called the sacred ceremony Upanayan. Means he has now come nearer to understand Vedic knowledge. Then he studies Vedas, Vijay. When he is initiated, then he is studying of the Vedas. Vijay Pakas Bhavit Vipra. So after this Vijay, second birth, he studies Vedas. And when he is well versed in Vedas, he is called Vipra. Then, by studying Vedas, when he understands Krishna,
Vedasya sarvai aham eva vedam.
The Bhagavad Gita is said, what is Vedic study? Vedasya sarvai aham eva vedam. Vedic study means to understand Krishna. That is Vedic study. If he does not understand what is Krishna, then it is useless. Samaya vahikeval. Dharmasthanishtita pumsham vishakshina kathasuja nutpagaita ratingajadhi samaya vahikeval. Sanishtita sudharmasya. Everyone is executing his occupational duty. I give this meaning, dharma means occupational duty. It is not a sentiment, faith. Occupational duty, that is called dharma. Brahmachari dharma, Grihastha dharma, Vanaprastha dharma, occupational duty. So by discharging one's occupational duties very nicely, not as a machine regulation, no. The result will be dharmasthanasthitapunsan vishakshena kathal. He will gradually be interested to understand Krishna. Vedishta sarvai ahameva veda. That is Vedic study. Not that after studying Vedas, he becomes Nirvishesh-vadi, impersonalist, or Sunna-vadi. Then he uses samaya-eva-hi-kevalam. Vedas means knowledge, and Vedanta, anta means last status, or the end of everything has got some end. This is final. End means final. So Veda means knowledge, and anta means end. What is that end? That Vedanta is Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, you find in every, at the end of every chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma Sutra Bhashi. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta. So it is a natural comment by Vyasdeva. Vyasdeva is the writer of Vedanta, philosopher. And he has written a comment personally, so that in future rascals may not misrepresent Vedanta. There are so many bhashyas, but that is not commentary, real commentary. The author knows what he wants to speak. So Vedanta is the compilation by Vyasadeva. So he knows what he wants to speak, what others have got to write. Just like Bhagavad Gita. The purpose of Bhagavad Gita is known by Krishna. Why the rascals comment different way? They may write the rascal philosophy, and why they touch Bhagavad Gita and give with different interpretation. So they have no right. I have written a book, I have got my purpose. Why you should poke your nose and make it a different purpose? This is very mischievous, that Kerala. So you want to stop this. Who will present Bhagavad Gita as it is, as Krishna says? You don't allow any rascal to comment upon Bhagavad Gita in a different way. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. This is very natural. If you have got a different type of philosophy, you can write why you should touch Bhagavad Gita and misrepresent it. So because they are Shudras, their business is to cheat. They do that. But a Brahmana will not do that. Dathānu kīrtanam. Dathānu kīrtanam. The Brahmana means as it is, they describe. That is Brahmana. And if one has got some moti, that Bhagavad Gita is popular book, let me utilize it and make my rascal philosophy popular. This is good. Big, big politician, big, big mental speculator. No. That is wrong. That is sutra. A Brahmana should present as it is. Jathāna kīrtanam. This is what is used. For this, Dvija, Brahmana. Brahmana means one who has acquired this qualification. Satta, Sama, Dama, Titikha. The first qualification of Brahmana is to become truthful. He never speak lies. That is the first qualification. Satta, Sama, then controlling the senses. Dhamma, controlling the mind. Sama means controlling the mind, and Dhamma is controlling the mind. Titikha. Titikha means tolerance. Titikha, jyava, simplicity. And full knowledge, jnanam, vijnanam, practical, simply theoretical knowledge, no practical application. He is not Brahma. Therefore Krishna said, guna dharma. only guna will not do. Guna and karma, karma means it's an act. Suppose you are initiated as a Brahman. That is not finished. Now I am initiated, I have got sacred self, I can do all nonsense. No. You must act as a Brahman. Then you are Brahman. You always remember. They are criticizing in India that I am giving a Brahmana's position to these lectures and governors. You should be very careful so that we may not be subjected to criticism. If there are so many foreign Brahmanas in India, and I am making Brahman in the Western countries, if they are still foreign, then what is this attempt? My attempt is futile. So kindly be responsible, those who are second initiate. If you fall down, then the whole movement becomes false. That is happening. So kindly rectify if that is happening. The guru god, you must acquire the qualities and must act accordingly. That is practical. Suppose one man is educated as medical man, but after taking his degrees, he is playing football. So will anybody call him a medical man? He might have the qualification, medical qualification, but because he is not practicing as medical man, he is useless. That is the Shastra injunction. Dadiyanatra vidisheta tatte naiva vinidhise. If one has acquired some quality, but he practices differently, then he should be called by the name of that practice. A medical man, after passing medical examination, I will give you a crude example. He becomes a footballer, then he will be called a football player, not a medical man. These are the Shastri injunctions. There is no culture, there is no attention, therefore the whole world is in chaotic condition. But if we accept the Vedic civilization, it is in nutshell, everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita, then the whole world will be Vaikuntha. You haven't got to go in Vaikuntha. Here you will have Vaikuntha. And next life will be Vaikuntha. Janma karma chadi bhamme junyanati tattva. Krishna is giving the civilization, Vedic civilization. And if we thoroughly understand it, then we are fit for going back to home. Taptadi ham punarjanmanai ti mami ti. So, this Vedic civilization is so nice, and it is given in nutshell, in simple words, by the Supreme Lord Himself. If you take it, then immediately the face of the world will change. Immediately. They have got this new United Nations organization. If they take up Bhagavad Gita and introduce the teachings all over the world, then it is successful, United Nations. Otherwise, what is unity? All false. So, these are the duties of the Brahmana, to give proper education. He himself should be properly educated. That is called Brahminical culture. And we offer our respect to Krishna because he gives the Brahminical culture. Namo Brahmana Devaya. Because he is giving the Brahminical culture. Without Brahminical culture, useless. That is not civilization. Therefore, Krishna is offered obeisance. Namo Brahmana Devaya. Guru Brahmana Hitayata. He is first concerned for the cows and the Brahmana. Guru Brahmana Hitayata. Then Jagat Gita. Then he is concerned for the whole other things. The first concern means cows and Brahmana. Many times he has repeated, Goraksha. Why he did not say Pigraksha? No. He said Goraksha. Because without cow's milk, there is no civilization. You will not have nice brain to understand things. Simply speculate. They are discussing, the philosophers have so many speculators. Simply talking nonsense. Simply. One disagrees to another, he says, I think, I will. What you are, you can think. First of all, you become Brahmana. Then you can think properly. Where is your education as Brahmana? Where is that bread? Eating all nasty things and you become a Brahmana. Therefore, Krishna is Go Brahmana Hitayata. The Vedic civilization, the Brahmanas, they used to live in the forest. And the king would offer them some cows. So they will draw some milk, and in the forest there are fruits. So they will eat fruits and milk. And if the disciples go to the village, bake some food grains, then sometimes they cook some food there. Otherwise, the Brahmanas used to live in the forest, drink milk and take food. That is sufficient. There was no need of jumping here and there, anywhere, to keep cow and what cow to maintain, no expenditure. The fruit, the skin thrown away, and the cow will eat. And in exchange, it will give you nice foodstuff, milk. Or it will get in the grazing ground some grass. So there is no expenditure of keeping cows. But you get the best food in the world. The proof is that a child born simply can live on milk. That is the truth. Anyone can live only on milk. If you have but the opportunity to drink 1 pound milk, maximum, not very much. Half pound is sufficient. Suppose 1 pound. Then you don't require any other foodstuff. Only these cows may very well. It is so nice. And it gives very nice bread. Not pig's bread. So it is so important thing. Otherwise Krishna says Goraksha. He did not say that pig raksha, no, dog raksha, no. Now they are interested in dog raksha. And he said, cow. This is. They will spend millions of dollars for dog, not for cow. So this kind of civilization will not bring any peace and prosperity. We have to take Krishna civilization, if we want actually. That is human civilization. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram jagkudavasam sarvaloka maheswaram sridam sarvabhutanam gyatta mam shanti vatsa. If you actually want shanti, peace, then you try to understand only three things. What is that? Sarvaloka maheswaram. Krishna is the proprietor of everything. It's like we ask every day, who is the proprietor of the sea? And they do not know. Theories. But Krishna said, I am the proprietor. Sarva-loka mahasya. Not only of this sea, this Pacific Ocean is not only one insignificant. There are millions of Pacific Ocean flying in the sky. So who is the proprietor? Sarva-loka mahasya. Krishna says, you are not proprietor. There must be some proprietor. So who is that proprietor? Krishna says, I am proprietor. You have to know it. But then Krishna is not proprietor. He says, I am proprietor. But if you doubt, prove that he is not proprietor. But that you cannot do. Or bring another person who can claim like that, that I am the proprietor. You have to accept Krishna is the proprietor. And it is accepted by all great personalities. Vyasdev, Narad, Asita, Devala, all the acharyas, Nimmata, then Madhyacharya, Ramanacharya, and our worshipable deity, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone is accepted. So, unless we are grateful, we can deny this. It is not possible. Even parampara prapta, we have to take knowledge by this disciplic succession. The greatest admission by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna stu Bhagavan. Jari rakhu tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, this Krishna consciousness movement, propaganda, what is this propaganda? He says that everyone will become guru. He wants not rascal imitation guru, a real guru. That he wants, because people are in darkness. We require many millions of gurus to enlighten them. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is, he says, that everyone will become guru. Amaratnaya guru haiya tarai desh. You have got to go to foreign countries. Wherever you are, you teach, become guru. It doesn't matter. 8 days, he says 8 days. If you have got power, you can go to other country. But it doesn't require. In whichever village, whichever country or town, you become a guru. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Amar agnay guru haiya taro ei desh, this country, this place. So, no qualification, how can I become guru? There is no need of qualification. Still I can become guru? Yes. How? Jare dakhutare kaho Krishna guru. Whomever you meet, to simply instruct what Krishna has said. That's all. To become guru. Everyone is very anxious to become guru. A rascal does not know how to become guru. A simple thing. So many gurus come from India to this country. All rascal. But they will not speak what Krishna has instructed. Maybe for the first time this has begun in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, all rascals, they instruct something else. Some meditation, deed, that, all jitu. Real guru is he who instructs what Krishna has said. It is not that you manufacture your teaching. No. That is Chaitanya. There is no need of manufacturing. The instruction is already there. You have simply to say, this is this. That's it. This is a very difficult task. Father said, this is my question. A child can say, the father said, this is my question. He becomes guru. But it's difficult. The authority father has said, this is my question. The child only can say, this is my point. So, similarly, Krishna said that I am the Supreme. If I say Krishna is the Supreme, Well, it's very difficult. Unless I cheat others to become the Krishna or the Supreme, that is cheating. But if I say the simple truth, the Krishna is the Supreme Personality. He is the proprietor of everything. He is the reverse it. Then where is my difficulty? Simply speak what Krishna has said. Then you become Brahman, you become Guru and everything. Thank you very much.